cold December wind was blowing, and Teresa Osborne crossed her arms as she stared out over the water. The ocean, reflecting the color of the sky, looked like liquid iron and waves rolled up steadily on the shore. Soon it would be high tide, and it was then that she would finally be ready. Finding a spot on a small dune that looked comfortable, she sat in the sand and opened her bag. In it were three letters, carefully folded, letters she'd read more times than she could count. Holding them in front of her, she stared at them. The stationery with its picture of a sailing ship in the upper right-hand corner was beginning to discolor in places, slowly fading with the passage of time. She knew there would come a day when the words would be impossible to read, but hopefully, after today, she wouldn't feel the need to look at them so often. When she finally finished, she slipped them back into the envelope as carefully as she'd removed them. Then, after putting the envelope back into the bag, she looked out at the beach again. From where she was sitting, she could see the place where it had all started. She had been jogging at daybreak. It was the beginning of a beautiful day. Even though she was on vacation, she had risen early enough to run, so she didn't have to watch where she was going. Cape Cod was always crowded at that time of year, but most vacationers tended to sleep a little later, and she enjoyed the sensation of jogging on the hard, smooth sand left from the outgoing tide. As much as she loved her son, she was glad Kevin wasn't with her. Every mother needs a break sometimes, and she was looking forward to taking it easy while she was here. She had taken him to the airport 3 days ago to catch a plane to visit his father, her ex, in California. He and his father were going to the Grand Canyon. Then they would spend a week rafting down the Colorado River and finally go to Disneyland. Although he would be gone for 6 weeks, she knew it was good for Kevin to spend time with his father. Now, on the beach, she ran at a moderate clip. Deanna would be waiting for her to finish her run before she started breakfast. Brian would already be gone off to his golf game, she knew, and Teresa looked forward to visiting with her. They were an older couple, both of them nearing 60 now, but Deanna was the best friend she had. The managing editor at the newspaper where Teresa worked, Deanna and her husband Brian, had been coming to the Cape for years. They always stayed in the same place, the Fisher House, and when she found out that Kevin was leaving to visit his father in California for a good portion of the summer, she insisted that Teresa come along. Teresa slowed to a jog. Unlike the younger runners who liked to speed up toward the end of their runs, she liked to slow down and take it easy. At 36, her body didn't recover as fast as it once did. As her breathing eased, she thought about how she would spend the rest of her day. She had brought 5 books with her for the vacation, books she had been wanting to read for the last year but had never gotten around to. There just didn't seem to be enough time anymore,